You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
From John 17, verses 11 to 19, this passage is in the context of the Last Supper, and the Lord is praying his final prayer over his disciples. John 17, verse 11. "And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost, except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth." It's a really deep prayer, really profound prayer, and prayed over the disciples of Jesus, but also, as we learn in verse 20, which I didn't read, this is a prayer prayed for ourselves. It says in verse 20, "I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." So the Lord is praying for his disciples who are around him at that point, and he's also praying for those who will believe in the Lord through their word, and this is us. So we have a number of things that the Lord prays for, and I think we should consider. One is he prays that these disciples may be one. In verse 13, he prays that they may have joy. In verse 15, he prays that the Father may keep them from the evil one. And in verse 17, he prays that they may be sanctified in the truth. And all this is in the midst of the fact that they are sent into the world, but they are not of the world. And the Lord speaks very often in this passage of how they are in the world, but they do not belong to it. Furthermore, they are hated by the world. So we, the disciples of Jesus, are to have unity, joy, and the truth as our mark, as we live in the world, against a world that lives in division, bitterness, and lies. And all this comes from the power of the evil one, but the Father keeps us from the evil one. This is a prayer that I think we ought to be praying in this season for ourselves, for our communities, and for the Christian people. We live in a time when there is a lot of division, bitterness, and lies in the world, and we can see also very much at work the power of the evil one. We live in a time when whatever happens, even if it's in a show of entertainment or a political issue or sports or whatever happens, you are required to take part, take a side. What is your opinion? What do you believe about what just happened? What do you think about it? And then you are required to consider the others, those who took a different side, to be against you and to be lying. And you're required almost to hate them. So there is a world of division, bitterness, and lies where truth has been rejected. This is the world where we live in. A world where very quickly, as soon as things happen, you are supposed to take a side, to hate those who are on the other side, and to consider them liars. So I think we as disciples of Christ are called to a completely opposite way of life. A life that is in the truth. A life that is in unity. A life that is full of joy. And a life that is kept in power over the evil one. And the truth that we have is, Jesus says in verse 18, in verse 17, is the word of God. Your word is truth, is what he says. So I invite you today, as you listen to this episode, when once it finishes and you turn down your device wherever you're listening to it, to lift a prayer to God and to lift this same prayer to God, to ask for the Lord to give us unity, joy, and the truth, and to keep us from the evil one. And I invite you to pray this for yourself, for your community, and for the Christian people, that we may be one.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.